Welcome to the Cortana Analytics webinar series. I'm Ashish Bhatia. I'll be hosting the session for today. We have with us Wei Hong. Wei was here 2 weeks back doing an introduction of Azure Data Factory. He's again here to talk about predictive churn models and how they're built on top of Cortana Analytics Suite. Before I hand it over to Wei, let me quickly go over the format of the webinar. It's a one-hour session. We'll be recording the session. The session will be available on demand after the live session, and we'll also be sending a follow-up mail with the recording and the slide sets. We will be having Q&A at the end of the session, so feel free to put in your questions in the Q&A box at any point of time during the live presentation. With that, let me quickly hand it over to Wei. Wei, are you on mute? We don't hear the audio.
Okay, can you hear me, Ashish?
Yes,
testing. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Apologize for that. First of all, thanks a lot to everyone for coming to the webinar. I really appreciate your time today. Now, in this webinar, what we're going to show you is how we can build an end-to-end customer churn solution using Cortana Analytics. Well, in this webinar, we're going to use the context of a telco. You will see, and as we go through the slides, you'll realize that customer churn is not just a problem specific to the telco industry. It applies to many of the verticals, which we'll see a while later. Now, before we get into building the customer churn solution, let us take a look at what is Cortana Analytics Suite. You'll realize that today, data is a key strategic business asset. Whether it's a device or whether it's a customer that you interact with or any activity that's performed by a customer on an app, in fact, everything that's happening in the world around us is producing incredibly rich amount of data. Now, this data can help us create new experiences, but more importantly, it might allow us to identify new efficiencies in the business or leading to new experiences that we can create for customers. Leveraging this data can be the key differentiator for your business. Now, what Cortana Analytics Suite enables you to do is it provides you with an end-to-end platform comprising of a bunch of tools and services to help you transform your data into intelligent action. Now, what you're seeing now is the breadth of scenarios that's addressed by the Cortana Analytics Suite, ranging from sales and marketing, finance and risk, customer and channel, to operations and workforce. Now, in this webinar, we're going to focus specifically on how we can work with the different services in the Cortana Analytics Suite in order to build a customer churn solution specific to the telco industry. Now, to put things in perspective, what are the different services in the Cortana Analytics Suite? And to make it real for everyone on the webinar, we will allow you to experience some of this in about a few minutes from now. From information management perspective, you have the Azure Data Factory, of which we did a webinar about 2 weeks ago, which allows you to compose data movement and data processing, and more importantly, providing you with a single pane of glass for monitoring and managing all this data pipeline that is crunching on a daily, or weekly, or monthly basis. At the same time, we do provide you with an Azure Data Catalog that allows you or makes it easier for you to discover data within an organization. And from information management perspective, we also provide you with an Azure Event Hub, which you'll experience in a while, which allows you to ingest huge amount of data into Azure in order to take advantage of all these analytics capabilities in the Cortana Analytics Suite. Now, from left to right, you'll see the spectrum of the different kinds of stores that we have. And more specifically, what are the kinds of capabilities that we provide from a machine learning and analytics perspective through Azure Machine Learning, making use of HD Insight in order to crunch huge amount of data at the same time being able to address some of the real-time analytics need using stream analytics. And again, you'll get to experience some of this in this webinar. Now, let us dive down into what does it take to build a customer churn solution. But before going to the building the solution, let us take a look at what are the different kinds of customer churn that are prevalent. But most importantly, managing customer churn is important. And while we are motivating this and showing you an end-to-end solution for the telco industry, this applies to banking and finance, where you're trying to figure out, hey, which are the customers that is already having a relationship with the bank, and being able to figure out which are the customers that are likely churn in order for you to craft better marketing strategies, marketing campaigns in order to address them. And this ranges to retail as well, where you could have loyalty programs, you could have dissatisfied customer, and if you're able to nip the bud even before they become dissatisfied by offering them better discount, coupons, or a better in-store experience, this allows you to retain a customer, and more importantly, it leads to happy customers. Now, from a telco industry perspective, one of the trends that you observe is that several years ago, mobile number portability started happening. And as a result of it, when you have a mobile phone, you're able to switch between the different providers very easily and yet retaining your number. Now, this leads to a situation to telco providers on how we can retain the customer. Now, before joining Microsoft, I was with an Asian telco for many years, and I can relate a lot to this problem because I was on a team called the Marketing Decision Support Team. And our goal there is really to understand the different customers that we have, whether it's a corporate customer or whether it's a consumer or a mobile customer, and how we can retain them. And that's also one of the reasons why we are sharing some of the solutions that we have built in order to also allow you to create same solutions that we have. Now, at this point in time, a lot of people will say, well, you talk about customer churn, but what is customer churn? Now, the definition differs across industry, but more specifically or more generally, customer churn is really about you, a company, losing your existing customer or customer switching to a lower value service. In some of the literature, people refer to customer churn as customer attrition. And in fact, for some of the telcos, whether it's in the US, Europe, or Asia, you'll find that in their annual report, there's a section that covers customer attrition. But more importantly, what is the percentage of customer attrition that they have? And this is a key indicator of, hey, you know, is the business doing well? Are they doing sufficient enough, right, to retain these customers? But more importantly, are they offering them good services, right, in order for them to continue having a relationship with the company? Now that we understand customer churn, let us try to sketch out a solution. Now, we're going to dive deeper now to terms that are specific to the telco industry, and I'll try to take you along if you're not from the telco space. Now, every time you make a mobile call, right, this gets picked up by a cell tower. Now, to all these cell towers, you have call switchers. These call switchers will then consolidate all these call records, if you will, and periodically dump them out to storage so that they can be processed in a later phase. Now, in this sketch that we have put together, in order to understand the end-to-end solution, we have the call switchers dumping the call records. But in this case, our goal here is to figure out what is the total number of calls made by each customer each month. And because the amount of call records over a span of a month is simply large, right, we are making use of a technology like HD Insight in order to crunch through these numbers. Now, the next part of this solution is to say, well, if we're able to get these signals about the calls that are made by the customer, what other kinds of data do we have in the organization or within the telco that will allow us to figure out customer churn? Most of the time, if you sign up with a telco, you will have provided information about, hey, whether you're male, female, what is your education level for some of the questions that they might ask. At the same time, they might also ask you, hey, you know, what is the neighborhood that you live in? And from this, you will be probably be able to estimate what is the income level for people living in the neighborhood, and so on and so forth. And therefore, if you look at it, there's a customer profile that stays probably the same over several years. For example, your age, it increases each year, of course. But at the same time, there's dynamic signals that you're getting from the call detail record files. And if you're able to somehow merge them together at scale and create a 360 view of the customer, then you're able to feed it to a machine learning model, in this case, a classification model, to figure out whether this customer will likely churn within the next 1 month, 3 months, or 6 months horizon. Now, using those information, and by being able to present this in a manner that can be actionable, you will then be able to transform this data that you're getting, whether it's a call detail record data, whether it's a customer data, into action, or more specifically, into intelligent action that can be taken by the telco in order to retain this customer. Now, at this point, a lot of people are saying, well, you show us a sketch. This is probably very vague. How can we experience some of these services? Now, the next part of this demo, what we're going to take you through, which you'll also see in your resource list, is a URL. And I'll encourage everyone to use your phone or your web browser and go to this link that we provide, which is aka.ms/webinar-phone-01. And once you get there, hold on first, do not click anything. What we're about to show you is to make it real for you, to show you how we can ingest all the signal coming from a mock phone that we've developed into Azure, and more specifically, being able to analyze this signal using a technology like Stream Analytics. Now, once you're at the page, hold on a while. I'm going to switch my screen. Now, in this screen, what you're seeing right now is a Power BI dashboard. And if you have navigated to the website, you will see a page that looks like this. Now, just to orientate you to what you're seeing, your ID is simply a unique identifier that we assign to your mock phone. You can key in any numbers that you see in this call, and you can choose the location that you're calling from. Right? If you're in Asia, click on Asia. If you're in Australia, click on Australia and click call. Now, don't worry, this is not going to send any real or make any real calls. What we're trying to demonstrate here to you is as and when you click the call button, this signal from the web app gets ingested into Event Hub. But more specifically, once it gets into Event Hub, we have an ASA job, which we're going to show you in a while, that analyzes this in order to aggregate the number of calls made in each of the locations. But more specifically, the number of calls that are made over this whole period. And what you're seeing here is actually three pieces of technology. You are filling Event Hub, Stream Analytics, and you're seeing a real-time visualization of this in a Power BI dashboard. Now, I think a lot of you are already clicking. And from this, actually, we get a sense of, hey, you know, we have lots of people from North America, but we've also had people spread across the different continents. On the right-hand side of this, you actually see the total number of calls made. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to drill down into this. I'm going to edit the report. And I'm going to make sure that this is sorted based on the folks that has the highest number of calls. I'm going to save this. I'm going to get back to the Power BI dashboard. And let me just show you how quickly I can put together something that looks like this. Because I already pinned this upwards, now we can see that this is the total number of calls sorted by the top caller, wherever you are, with the ID 3MBLM4. Now, let me just rename this as the top callers. And I'm going to leave this running, and you can continue clicking throughout this webinar. But the whole idea here is not about the Power BI dashboard. It's not about how you click on a web app, but more specifically demonstrating to you things that you can feel immediately in this webinar, right? How we can ingest data at scale, more specifically how we can then push some of this real-time signals into a Power BI dashboard so you get a sense of what is happening. Now, what I'm going to show you next is how do we put together these pieces of technologies Now, this data, every time you click on the call button, this data gets ingested into Stream Event Hub, and it gets analyzed by Stream Analytics. Now, what you're seeing here is Azure Stream Analytics, where we have a query, and we're grouping it by call location. Let me just zoom in and you can see it. And we have a tumbling window of 2 seconds. The reason why we put it as 2 seconds is mainly from a demo purpose, so that you can see the dashboard showing the information more quickly. And we are selecting from an input called CDR stream, which I'll show you in a while. Now, after we have all this information, we are selecting the call location, the number of calls, and we are outputting to an output here, which we call CDR PBI. Drill down into what is CDR stream and what is CDR PBI. Now, CDR stream is simply one of the inputs here. And you see that CDR stream is really an event hub. And it's an event hub that belongs to me in the same subscription. And this is really taking care of ingesting all the signal that we're getting from the phone as you click on the call button. Now, once this data gets into Event Hub, the Stream Analytics query analyzes it. In this case, you saw a query that groups it by location. But more specifically, we're outputting it to a Power BI dashboard. So if we click on Output, you'll see that we have CDR PBI, and you'll see it of a type called Power BI. Let us drill down into what is this specific output. And here what you're seeing is that every time the Stream Analytics analyzes the data, it sends the output to CDR PBI, but from a Power BI perspective, it is referring to this as a CDR PBI calls data set. If you get back to the Power BI dashboard and now to expand this, you actually see two new data sets created. One called CDR PBI callers, one called CDR PBI costs. These are the two data sets, right, that are powering that visualization that you saw. Now, at this point in time, you'll see that every one of you has been making calls all over the world. And YQB1PW is actually making the number of maximum number of calls, or the highest number of calls. And this is still growing. Now, keep calling. This is just allowing you, right, to feel the technology instead of just going through a webinar and you say, hey, you know, what is this piece of technology about? Now, once we have pieced all this together, you'll see that I have started this Stream Analytics job. It's running. And as it runs, as and when you click call, that's how the data gets into Event Hub, get analyzed by Stream Analytics, and then the output gets sent to Power BI. Now, let us switch back to the slides. And let us recap what we've just seen. Early on, we showed you the different services in Cortana Analytics Suite. And what you've just seen in this demo, and you're feeling it, is really Event Hub, where every time you click the call button, data gets into Event Hub. This gets analyzed by Stream Analytics, but more specifically, this gets visualized in a real-time manner within the Power BI dashboard. Now, imagine the possibilities that you can do this, not just from a telco scenario. You could do this for retail, where you get a pulse of what are the activity happening in the retail store. You can do it for banking and finance, where you're monitoring the real-time finance signal. And the possibilities are endless. Right. And the goal of this demo is simply allowing you to try it out. Now, let us take a step back. Right. We started off this webinar by sharing with you that we are going to build an end-to-end customer churn solution for telco. And what you've just done is simply saying, hey, every time each one of us make a call, even though we showed you the Stream Analytics part of it, we show you the ingestion part of it, the point here is every time we make a call, we really create a call detail record or call log. And therefore, let's put all this in perspective on how we can figure out customer churn. We saw the usage trends. We saw how this call detail record can get generated. At the same time, we could analyze the call logs for all the calls that you have made in the past 6 months. We could figure out your data usage, whether you have an unpaid balance. But at the same time, every time you make a call, there are signals about the call drop rate. Maybe in specific locations or specific regions, your call drop rate are higher than others, and that could lead to dissatisfaction. As and when you sign up with the telco, as we talked about earlier, we have a customer profile. We know your date of birth. We know your education. And in some cases, we do know, for example, your occupation and your marital status as well as gender. At the same time, when you sign up with the telco, sometimes in order for you to get one of those phones or some accessories, you might have signed up for a plan. And therefore, as a result of you doing that, there could be a switching cost where you get a penalty if you terminate your program before it expires. You could have a set of loyalty points that you are given in order for you to buy different kinds of additional value-add services or accessories. Now, all these factors that you see here in green and blue leads to that final outcome. If we're able to build a machine learning model, in order to figure out all these different signals and make sense out of it, then we can truly transform all this data that we have into intelligent action. Now, let's get started, right? We've shown you how the data gets generated. We've shown you a sketch of the end-to-end solution. But what is this solution about? Now, to do this, I'm going to share my screen again. And we get back to the same Power BI dashboard that we were looking at earlier. Now, if you look at this Power BI dashboard, there's really three pieces in this dashboard. One is we have information that gets crunched on a monthly basis, similar to how you're doing it today for existing BI solutions that you have built. It shows you your revenue. It shows you the total number of customers that the telco has. So that's one part. At the same time, it shows you a real-time pulse of the business. And the opportunities there are endless on what kind of real-time pulse will matter to the decision maker. And the third part of this dashboard that I wanted to show you is really this customer churn by state. Now, today, as we talked about earlier, whenever you see that your revenue drop per month or the number of customers that you have dropped per month, that is very reactive. And therefore, most telcos are looking at how they can be proactive in figuring out churn, figuring out various characteristics of the customer so that they can retain the customer. And therefore, in this chart that you see here, this is really very proactive of looking at customer churn by state, broken down by the gender. And an analyst at the telco can then drill down and say, well, let's take a look at the demographics of the people likely to churn, which is indicated by the gray box or gray label that you see here. Now, if I were to click on this, you'll see that immediately it shows me what is the breakdown of the customers that are likely to churn across occupation, across education, and across the state. Now, by being able to build a dashboard like this, I'm able to understand the customers that were churned or the customers that are not likely to churn. At the same time, I could also go on and analyze to say, well, let me click at female that has technology-related jobs. And again, this gives you very good insights, right, into how you should go about crafting your marketing campaign. Now, once we get back to the chart, what you'll see here is given those information, you can then start crafting a customer retention campaign that shows for all customers that were churned, what the probability that they were churned, what their call drop rate, and then being able to track this from a 360 view perspective, month after month, so that you can have happy customer or satisfied customer. Now, if you look at a dashboard like this, something needs to happen in the background that runs on a day-to-day basis in order to crunch the data in order to be able to orchestrate getting data into the right shape, feeding the data to a machine learning model. But more importantly, once the machine learning model has made its prediction, being able to then take these insights and get it into a form that can be consumed in a dashboard like this. How do we make that happen? Now, the answer to this is really Azure Data Factory. And right now, what I'm going to show you is how we can use an Azure Data Factory solution to piece all these different pieces of technology, if you will, together in a way that leads to the dashboard that you saw. Now, what you're seeing here is an Azure Data Factory pipeline. And let me just go on to the left. And this is a very simple Azure Data Factory that has several data sets, several pipelines, and several ways of linking to the various services that we want to talk to. And we're going to go through from left to right, what are these pipelines? Now, we start off with the CDR data. Now, what is in this CDR data, if you were to drill down into this, and we take a look at the schema, you'll see that earlier on when you make use of the web app in order to make a call, a mobile phone generates information that looks like this. And this is a standard across the different telcos, whether it's in US, Asia, or Europe, where you have a call number, you have a calling number, you have the duration of the call, but more importantly, it also has the unique number on saying, what is your IMSI, which is a unique number identifying that SIM chip that you have in your phone. Now that you have this data, in big data file processing, it's very common for you to take the raw data, ingest it into a place which you can store at scale and reliably. In this case, we ingested it into Azure Blob Storage. But in any kind of big data solution that you have built, it's very common for you to take the raw data and partition it by some time dimension. And the reason why you want to do that is because longer term down the road, you could realize, or some stakeholders or some business analysts could realize, that the data for specific month is wrong. And therefore, what you really want is to run data or restate the processing of the data for that specific month. And therefore, in this first stage, what we're really doing is we're making use of a Hive script. Now, and what this Hive script is doing, it's simply taking the raw data and partitioning it by year and month. And I'm going to take you through the Hive script in a moment. So now what you're seeing is that Data Factory is spinning up an HD Insight cluster on demand, running this Hive script that you're seeing on the screen. But more specifically, this Hive script takes the raw data represented by the external table, CDR Rex, and going through it before partitioning it as partition CDR data. And how are we partitioning it? We are partitioning it by year and month. And then after that, we're storing it to a location on Blob Storage called partition data. Now, after the data gets partitioned, we only solve the first part of the solution. We took raw data, we partitioned it, but we have not done any processing on it. Now, this leads us to the next stage of the pipeline, where we take the raw, the partitioned CDR data, and we take the mobile customer data. This is where we get information about the age, the gender, the marital status, and so on and so forth. Now, let me click on this and let's take a look at the schema. And you see that we have a customer ID. We have the calling number. And we have a bunch of statistics or profile of this customer, if you will. Now, in this part of the solution, we're combining this data and merging it again using a Hive script. So if I were to drill down onto aggregate mobile customer usage, and again, take a look at what is inside this Hive activity. You'll see that in this Hive script that we have here, we created an external table called call summary by month, and we are selecting from the partition table, but more specifically, we're grouping them by year number, month number, and calling number. Now that we have this data, we will then make use of Azure Machine Learning in order to do predictions or to make predictions on which of this customer will likely churn. Now, how does Azure Data Factory integrate with Azure Machine Learning? Let's drill down into it. Now, what you're seeing here is Azure Data Factory provides you with an activity, which we call the Azure ML scoring activity. And what this activity does is it will take the data that you have and make a call to a published web service, which I'm going to show you in a while, in published by Azure Machine Learning, and tell the web service to say, hey, please make predictions on this data. And then once you make the prediction, store the predicted results, which has the Scott label column, indicating whether the customer will churn, as well as a Scott probability column that indicate what is the probability of them churning, into some storage which you can then copy into Azure SQL in order to visualize. Now, that the next question is, what is the machine learning model that's backing all this? Let us take a look at it. I'm going to transition on to the Azure Machine Learning Studio. Now, what you're seeing here is the Azure Machine Learning Studio, where I have already opened an experiment focusing on telco customer churn. Let me just orientate you to what is in this studio. Now, in this studio, you have a bunch of items, which includes data sets that you can make use of in your experiment, models that you have trained earlier, all the way to different kinds of transform that you can apply, different ways in which you can read data from, different methods of doing feature selection. And for folks that is within this space, feature selection is an important step of creating a machine learning experiment. And at the same time, we provide you with a bunch or a really rich set of machine learning algorithms that you can use, ranging from anomaly detection to classification to clustering and regression. Now, if I were to expand each one of these pieces, you'll see that we do provide you with a rich set of algorithms that can be used in order for you to build this model. Now, in this exercise on building an end-to-end customer churn solution, we are making use of several of these classification algorithms. Now, at the same time, Azure Machine Learning also provides you with various kinds of environments or sample experiments that you can use, which can help you jumpstart your journey in exploring Azure Machine Learning. Now, there are other sessions that covers Azure Machine Learning, so I'm not going to drill into details. I'm going to dive down into what is a customer churn solution and what is this experiment doing. Now, you see that I'm reading data, and if I were to click on what the data looks like, you'll see that this training data has age, it has annual income. At the same time, it has other signals like we aggregated it from the call logs on how often are the call being dropped, what's the call failure rate. And if we go from left to right, you'll see a combination of both data that is static. In this case, it comes from the customer details. And data that comes from the call logs, things like, for example, the time that you spend on the call, total minute use in last month, whether you use internet service, what is the percentage of the call that you made that's outside of your telco network, the total call duration that you made, the average call duration that you made. But more specifically, because this is a classification problem, we have a label that says which of these customers are likely to churn. Now, once we're done, we make use of Azure Machine Learning in order to clean missing data, to remove some of the duplicate rows that I do not want. But what you'll see here is we're making use of two kinds of classification algorithm. The first one being a support vector machine. The next one being a boosted decision tree. Now, many a times when people start building a model, whether it's a churn model or whether it's any of the other kinds of classification model, depending on each of the classification algorithm, there will be a bunch of parameters that you need to tune. And a very natural question to ask would be, how should I go about tuning this parameter? Should I do trial and error? Is there a way for me to automate sweeping through the space in order to figure out which are the optimal parameters? And Azure Machine Learning provides you with a really powerful sweep parameter module where you tell the module what column you're optimizing for. In this case, we're optimizing for the churn column. And you tell the sweep parameter module what is the metrics that you're measuring that you want to optimize on. In this case, I could choose area under curve. I could choose F score. I could choose a bunch of things depending on your requirements. Now, if I were to run this experiment, the sweep parameter module will go through all the possible things, all the possible combinations, and then attempt to optimize the characteristics or the metrics that you have chosen. Now, the net result of this is that you have a model that performs reasonably well, but more importantly, you have a model that you can use to predict customer churn. Now, this is going to take a while. I'm going to show you the predictive experiment that I published. And you'll see that in this predictive experiment, I have already pre-trained a model. I'm telling the predictive experiment that I'm getting data that will be passed in, or rather the data or information of how to reach out to the data will be passed in via a web service input and will be written as a web service output. Now, at this point in time, I'm ready to deploy the web service, which I'm going to click this button. And this is going to say, hey, you're going to deploy a web service. Are you sure? I'm going to say yes. Now, what is happening right now is we are publishing a trained model as a web service. But most importantly, if you reflect back to a lot of the kind of machine learning algorithms or environments that you use, this is often the last mile. Data scientists within your organization could have created very powerful models for figuring out different aspects of customer behavior, if you will. In this case, churn. But the last mile is really being able to empower other folks building solutions within the organization to be able to consume this machine learning model that you have built. In this case, we are trying to empower that folks that build the app, the folks that built the Power BI dashboard that you saw, right? And the folks that's consuming it, which are the stakeholders, being able to take actions out of this insight. So what we have seen right now is we have published the predictive experiment and deployed it as a web service. And this provides you with two endpoints. For the specific of the integration with Azure Data Factory, we're going to use the batch execution endpoint. Let us click on this and see what it is. Here you'll see a URI. But at this point, several things you can think about. One is I could integrate this and make use of this batch execution capability using Azure Data Factory, which you saw a while ago. Or you could say, well, I just want to write code. I want to write code in order to test out this churn model. And therefore, Azure Machine Learning provides you with sample code, whether it's C# code that you can just copy and paste into Visual Studio. Or if you're a Python person, you can click Python code or R code. And this provides you a very quick and easy way to say, well, you have built a model. You have deployed. You have created a predictive experiment, and you have deployed a web service from the predictive experiment. You want to access it, but without you going through tons of documentation, this code provides you with a good starting point in order for you to get started. Now, for the purpose of this exercise, we're going to use this URI, And we are going to use this API key that you see here. And how are we going to integrate this with Azure Data Factory? Let's get back to the factory. If I could show you the pipeline source, you'll see that this activity, which is attempting to call Azure Machine Learning, is really invoking what we call a link service. In this case, the name of the link service is called ADF Mobile Customer Churn ML. Now, let us take a look at what is in this link service. You see that in this link service, it has your ML endpoint. That is the one that we saw earlier from the batch execution API page. And you have an API key. And therefore, because I've copied the API key, I can paste the API key here and deploy this link service. Now, what we've just done is simply being able to use Azure Data Factory to invoke a published web service that we have done or created earlier. Now, once we are done, let's get back to the diagram. So this will run the churn model on a monthly basis and put the result. In this case, you could put the result directly into Azure SQL. In this case, we choose to put it into blob because our input data was from blob in the first place because it was processed by HD Insight. Now, if you take a look at the schema, you'll see that now there's two additional columns, one called Scott Labor and one called Scott Probability. In order to make these insights actionable, we then copy this data into an Azure SQL database, and that brings you back to the Power BI dashboard, where on a month-to-month basis, the business stakeholder can come in, understand the customer that's likely to churn, but more importantly, being able to create customer retention campaign that targets those people that were likely to churn and creating satisfied customer. Now with that, let's get back to the slides. So let's recap what we've seen in this demo. We started off with the call log files. Now, this call log files is very similar to the one that you generated when you click on the app. At the same time, many of these telcos were built systems storing customer data either on CRM system that's on premises or some of the more recent CRM systems that are in the cloud. Now, for this specific example, we assume that there are customer data stored on premises. And we are copying the data into blob storage so that it can then be combined with the call log records or the call log files that we have obtained from the call switches. Once this is done, we make use of Azure HD Insight in order to crunch through all this huge amount of call log files to figure out what is the total number of calls made by the customer per month, the total duration, computing some of the averages or some of the statistics that we want to know about all this call sickness. And then more importantly, combining this with the customer data to create a 360 view of each customer before we hand it over to the customer churn model that you have seen in the demo to make predictions on which are the customers that are likely to churn. And lastly, we copy this into a Power BI dashboard that you saw, which allows you to visualize, which allows the stakeholders in the telco to understand which are the customers that's churning, to be able to play with the data, play with the insights, get a sense of what kind of demographics, right, would cause a customer to churn. That helps them create the relevant kinds of strategy in order to retain the customers. But more importantly, again, using the Power BI dashboard to be able to monitor or get a 360 view of the telco mobile business on a day-to-day basis. Now, and what you see here are the different kinds of concepts which I've shown you. You have a pipeline, And a pipeline could be doing customer trend prediction. A pipeline could be invoking a HD Insight model, a HD Insight Hive or Pig script in order to crunch through the numbers. And you have all this data represented as data set which you can make use of as inputs and output to each of this activity. Now, some of the later slides which we'll make available, right, shows you the different screenshots of what you saw in the demo. It shows you Azure Data Factory, where we had a webinar 2 weeks ago, which is a managed cloud service for you to build and operate data pipeline, but more importantly, for you to compose and stitch together an end-to-end solution that covers both big data processing as well as predictive processing using Azure Machine Learning. You saw the customer churn model. Now, at this point in time, we've completed building the end-to-end solution. This customer churn model is also available on the Azure ML Gallery. We published a version of it that has no sensitive columns based on KDD CUP 2009. And therefore, if you go to the gallery, the Azure Machine Learning Gallery today, you can search for customer churn, and you'll see a bunch of customer churn models that I have built, as well as other folks in the community has contributed to. And that gives you a sense of, hey, what are these different churn models, how we can build an Azure Machine Learning model about it, around it. Now, finally, we end off this webinar with people asking us, well, you showed us how to build a customer churn solution using Cortana Analytics. Who are the other customers using Cortana Analytics Suite today? And this slide simply gives you a spectrum of the different customers that are in various stages of using the Cortana Analytics Suite. And many of these you can find it off from the Azure.com website. Now, the last piece of this is, after you've seen all this, a very natural question that you will have is, how do I get started? In this webinar, you actually experience part of the Cortana Analytics Suite in the context of Event Hub, Stream Analytics, and Power BI. But how do you find out more? How do you find out more about building other solutions that's relevant to your industry? We'll be having a Cortana Analytics workshop. You will see the URL in this slide. At the same time, many of these Cortana Analytics services are already generally available. And therefore, you can go to the Cortana Analytics website in order to experience these various different services. If you are a partner, right, we also have resources to help you figure out how you can become a trained partner on Cortana Analytics Suite. And most importantly, we push all the latest updates, right, all the latest thinking we have, right, to our machine learning blog, which the URL is provided. And with that, thank you. I hope you have a good understanding now of how to build an end-to-end customer churn solution using the different services in the Cortana Analytics Suite. More importantly, I hope that you leave this with a sense of, hey, you know, you have experienced some part of the Cortana Analytics Suite by clicking on the app. And before we end off this, I'll probably just share my screen again to give you an idea of how we are doing with respect to the numbers. So right now, what you're seeing is a snapshot of the Power BI dashboard that shows all the calls that were made from participants on this webinar, and as well as the total number of calls made, which is about 1,500. Now, and as we're going to leave this link up for another 2 hours after the webinar, and after that, we'll take it down. But hopefully, that lets you experience some of the services in the Cortana Analytics Suite. With this, I hand it over back to Ashish. Thank you all for spending time on the call. I hope you gain something out of this session, and hopefully you can keep the conversation continuing, either in the Q&A, or you can mail us directly. Thank you. Back to you, Ashish.
Thanks, Faye. Excellent demo. Let me pick up some questions here. Arif is asking, how can we access the whole end-to-end solution to try out?
So we will be making available this end-to-end solution exactly as what you have seen in this demo in about 1 or 2 months from now. And that will be available off the Azure Web Play. And once this is done, we'll announce it via the blogs. Now, some part of this demo is already available. For example, the models that we're using is already published up on the ML Gallery.
So another question related to the solution is any white papers that people can read around this we have published?
Right now, no. So as part of the making the end-to-end solution, the white paper will also go with that as well. So we're waiting for that together so that you have a complete end-to-end solution together, the white paper, on how we put things together.
Thanks. Robert is asking, when should we use Hive and when should we use SQL Data Warehouse?
Okay. So Hive or PIC or Hive with TES or PIC, right, are different kinds of technology within the big data space that allows you to do processing, right? Now, the SQL Data Warehouse is a relational store. And at the same time, of course, the SQL Data Warehouse provides you with ways of linking to locations that are in HDFS. If you are doing big data processing and your data is already naturally ingested, or the raw data is already naturally ingested in block, it makes sense to use Hive or PIC to process them. Now, if your goal is eventually to land this in a relational store, then you could then do the processing in PIC and Hive and finally land it in a SQL data warehouse so that your BI tools or Power BI tools can consume the data from it.
Thanks. Tips is asking, is there any recommendation on, I guess, the programming language is asking, is it C-sharp, Python, or R, or simply a matter of choice?
So that depends, right? And the reason why I say that would be, you could create a data factory solution end-to-end, programmatically using C-sharp. You could create a data factory solution by just using some of the templates that we have and editing the JSON files. So that's the first part, which is creating the data factory pipeline in order to stitch things together. Now, the next part is, how do I go about working with some of this technology that data factory will call out? For example, PIC and Hive on HD Insight. In this case, both data factory and the HD Insight team provides you with a Visual Studio experience, where you could create a project and you can do your PIC and Hive script within Visual Studio and integrate in Data Factory. That's the first part. Now, the next part is, how can you create your machine learning experiment? I'm not the expert in this, and Ashish, please chime in as well. You could make use of the Azure Machine Learning Studio, as you saw, to visually drag and drop all these pieces. At the same time, you could also be doing some of this data pre-processing using either Python or R, and you could integrate this into Azure Machine Learning Experiment. Now, the choice is, the short answer, yes, it's your choice. It's a language that you're comfortable with working with, right? But then you have to take it in perspective of how you build it, the end-to-end solution. Hopefully that answers your question, Tips.
Yes, thanks. Catherine is asking, how do you use the monthly partition data to build up a picture of customer behavior over the last X months? In other words, churn may follow a pattern of behavior over a period of time. The model needs to analyze that behavior.
Sorry, Ashish, can you repeat that question again?
I can, yeah, it's a long one. How do you use monthly partitioned data to build up a picture of customer behavior over the last X months? In other words, churn may follow a pattern of behavior over a period of time. The model needs to analyze that behavior.
So there's several ways of doing it, right? One way is you could pre-process the data using PIC and Hive, and you say, hey, I want an average of 3 months worth of duration made on a call. That could be one way. The other way could be, as inputs to the machine learning model, you could say instead of looking at just 1 month worth of data, you could ask or hand it data sets that's over 3 months or 6 months or over a moving window in order to figure out some of this. In fact, you'll see some of this experiment that looks at past months of data, not in the context of churn, but in the context of the tip prediction for NYC data sets. And that is already available in the Azure ML gallery. And you can get a sense of how we can look at past few months of data instead of just 1 month.
Cool. There's a question from Rick, which says, how easily can you extend the churn model, like adding new variables?
So this question has several dimensions to it. One is using Azure Machine Learning Studio. You can definitely increase the number of variables that you use as inputs to figure out which customer are likely to churn. Now, just a point there or a meta point there that adding new columns might not necessarily improve the effectiveness of the model, if you will. And therefore, Azure Machine Learning Studio also provides you with feature selection to say, well, in one of the churn models that I have shared on the gallery, we have about 230 columns. Not all these 230 columns will be useful. And therefore, you can make use of the feature selection techniques or modules, if you will, in Azure Machine Learning Studio in order to figure out which are the relevant features that are used by the experiment. Now, so the short answer to it is yes, using the studio, you can add new variables, but more importantly, you can make use of feature selection techniques, right, to figure out which are the features that really matter.
Probably time for one last question. Is it currently possible to use OData data source in Azure Data Factory?
So that's something that the Azure Data Factory team, we have been looking at it for a while. Short answer is no, not right now. Most people access OData sources using what we call the .NET activity, which is a way to extend Data Factory with new functionality. Over the next few months, we're definitely looking at how we can better support OData sources. And if you could follow offline on what kind of old data sources that will matter to you, we'd love to hear that as well. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Ray. I'll pause. That is all the questions that we could take in this left over time. Thanks, everybody, for joining the session today. Thanks, Ray, for a great presentation. Keep watching this space. We'll have more solution-oriented topics coming up in the coming weeks. Also, have a look at the Cortana Analytics workshop site. That is something that is a great resource to kind of get information on Cortana Analytics Suite. And thanks again for joining today. Bye for now.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your time.